Florida's legislative session is winding down, and the clock is running out on a bill that would expand needle exchange access in Broward and Palm Beach counties. WLRN's Sammy Mack checked in with the doctor behind House Bill 579.
Needle exchanges have been used to reduce the spread of HIV and other infections among drug users by swapping dirty needles for fresh ones. They also generally offer HIV and hepatitis testing and referrals to substance abuse counseling and medical care.
Other cities implemented those bread and butter public health interventions, and their rates of HIV infections plummeted.
Dr. Hansel Tooks of the University of Miami runs Miami-Dade County's needle exchange program. It was given temporary legal status 2 years ago and is the model for the proposed Broward and Palm Beach County expansions. This year's expansion proposal was passed by the Florida Senate and sailed through the House subcommittees. But that bill has not been scheduled for a reading on the House floor, which would need to happen by the time session ends, as early as Sunday.
Not expanding into Palm Beach and Broward counties is basically saying the people who inject drugs who live there, their lives don't matter. Their life has no value to the state of Florida.
Took says the Miami Needle Exchange's Narcan distribution has already been responsible for stopping and reversing more than 450 overdoses. He says until the handkerchief drops, he'll continue pushing for a House vote on the expansion. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.